Hare Krishna. So before we get into Bhagavatam lecture, I would like to express my deep gratitude to all the assembled Vaishnavas for giving me this opportunity and for giving me your association. I assure you, I'm the most unqualified, but I know that I'm doing this as a service. So when we ask you to perform a service, we have to do it for the pleasure of Guru and Adi Guru Vaishnavas. But I have no qualification really to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. But I accept it as a service, and I beg your causeless mercy, your kind blessing, so that I may be able to serve you, to say something that would be inspiring and in your devotional service. That's what we're here for. I'm not a great philosopher, I have no knowledge, but I hope I'll say something which is in connection with devotional service. So before this, I would like to offer some prayers again. I express my inability to speak on Bhagavatam. However, it's our duty to glorify the Supreme Lord, to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. So I would like to offer some prayers in glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. And before we start reading from Bhagavatam. Narayana namaskrutya Narun chaiva narutamam Devim sarasvatim vyasam Tato jayad mudiraye Vedeeramayane cheva Purane bharati tata Adhuante chamadicha Hari sarvatra giyate Mukankaruti vachalang pangum langayate girin Jatkripatamaham bande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Dharma Purujita Kaitavutra Paramanirmashranam Satam Vedyam Vastabamatra Vasushivadam Tapotrayamananam Shumara Bhagavati Mahamuni Krite Kimba Paririshwara Sadhyurudhya Varudhya Titra Kriti Bhishushushu Bistatkyanat Nigamakalparta Orgaritam Palam Sukamukhatam Ridadrava Sangitam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Urahurasika Bhuvibabuka Anarthupasamam Sakchat Bhakti Jogam Madhukyaje Lokasya Janato Vidvan Sakre Sarvata Sangitam Yasham Vesmriyamana Yam Krishna Paramapurushe Bhakti Rupadyate Pumsa Sokamoho Vayapoho Shrimad Bhagavatam Puranamalam Jat Vaishnamanam Priyam Jasmin parangam syame kamamalam gyanam paramagiyate tatro gyana viraga vaiti saitam naskarmyama viskritam tatsruvan supatan vicharano paro bhaktya vimuche naro arthayam brahmasutranam bharatartho vinirnayo gayatri vasyarupaso vidartho paribrurita sarva videti asanam saram saram samadrutam Sarva Vidanto Saramishramar Bhagavatami Sati Tadrasam Ritatrutasya Nanyatra Sradari Kwachi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So, we're reading from Shrimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 12, birth of Emperor Parikshit. Today, text 15. Let's together repeat the word. Tasya Pitamana Raja Vipre Domya Kripa Adibhi Jatakam Karayan Asha Vachaitwa Cha Mangalam Tasya Pritamana Raja Vipre Domya Kripa Divhi Jatakam Karayan Asha Vachaitva Cha Mangalam Tasya Pritamana Raja Vipray Domya Kripa Divhi Jatakam Karayan Asa Vacha Itva Chamangalam Tasya Pritamana Raja Vipre Domya Kripa Divhi Jatakam Karayan Asa Vacha Itva Chamangalam Translation. great work of Srila Prabhupada. Tasya peace. Pitamana satisfied. Raja, King Yudhishthir. We pray by the learned Brahmanas. Daumya, Daumya. Kripa, Kripa. Adibhi, and others also. Jatakam, one of their purificatory processes, performed just after the birth of the child. Karayam Asha, had them performed. Vajaitwa, by recitation. Cha, also. Mangalam, auspicious. Tasha Pritamana Raja, we pray Dhumya Kripadivi Jatakam Karayam Asha Vachitva Cha Mangalam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki, translation. King Yudhishthir, who was very satisfied with the birth of Maharaj Parikit, had a purificatory process of birth performed. Learned Brahmanas, headed by Domya and Kripa, recited auspicious hymns. Please kindly repeat. King Yudhishthir was very satisfied with the birth of Maharaj Parikit, had a purificatory process of birth performed. Learned Brahmanas, headed by Domya and Kripa, recited auspicious hymns. Thank you. Now prepare for His Divine Grace. There is a need for a good and intelligent class of Brahmanas who are expert in performing the purificatory processes prescribed in the system of Varna Ashram Dharma. Unless such purificatory processes are performed, there is no possibility of good population. In the age of Kali, the population all over the world is of Shudra quality or lower for want of this purificatory process. It is not possible, however, to revive the Vedic process of purification in this age for want of proper facilities and good Brahmanas, but there is a Pancharatrika system also recommended for this age. The Pancharatrika system acts on the Shudra class of men. Supposedly, the population of the Kali Yuga, and it is the prescribed purificatory process suitable to the age of and time. Such a purificatory process is allowed only for spiritual upliftment and not for any other purpose. Spiritual upliftment is never conditioned by higher or lower parentage. After the Garbhodhan purificatory process, there are certain other samskaras like Simatunayan, Sada Bhakyanam, etc. During the period of pregnancy, and when the child is born, the first purificatory process is Jata Karma. This was performed duly by Maharaj Yudhishthir with the help of good and learned Brahmanas like Domya, the royal priests, and Kripacharya, who was not only a priest but also a great general. Both these learned and perfect priests assisted the other good Brahmanas were employed by Maharaj Yudhishthir to perform the ceremony. Therefore, all the samskaras, purificatory processes, are not mere formalities or social functions only, but they are all for practical purpose and can be successfully performed by expert brahmanas like Domya and Kripa. Such brahmanas are not only rare, but also not available in this age, and therefore, for the purpose of spiritual upliftment in this fallen age, the Goswamis prefer the purificatory process under Pancharatrika formulas to the Vedic rites. Kripacharya is the son of the great Rishi Sadban and was born in the family of Gautama. The birth is said to be accidental. By chance, the great Rishi Sadban met Janapadi, a famous society girl of heaven, and the Rishi Sadban discharged semen in two parts. By one part, immediately a male child, and by the other part, the female child, were born as twins. The male child was later on known as Kripa, and the female child was known as Kripi. Marashantanu, while engaged in chase in the jungle, picked up the children and brought them up to the Brahmical status by the proper purificatory process. Kripacharya later became a great general like Dronacharya, and his sister was married to Dronacharya. Kripacharya later on took part in the battle of Kurukshetra and joined the party of Duryodhana. Kripacharya helped kill Abhimanyu, the father of Maharaj Parikit, but he was still held in esteem by the family of the Pandavas due to his being a great brahmana as Dronacharya. When the Pandavas were sent to the forest after being defeated in the gambling game with Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra entrusted the Pandavas to Kripacharya for guidance. After the end of the battle, Kripacharya again became a member of the royal assembly, and he was called during the birth of Maharaj Parikit for recitation of auspicious Vedic hymns to make the ceremony successful. Maharaj Yudhisthira, while quitting the palace for his great departure to the Himalayas, entrusted Kripacharya with Maharaj Parikit as his disciple, and he left home satisfied because of Kripacharya's taking charge of Maharaj Parikit. The great administrators, kings, and emperors were always under the guidance of learned brahmanas like Kripacharya, and thus were able to act properly in the discharge of political responsibilities. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nana shastra vicharani kani puno sadharma samstapa koli karnari to kari no chubhuvane mani usharani akaru radha krishna padar vinda vachana nandina matali ko bandi rupa sanatana ragvigo shiva gopala ko bandi anantat bhutam shvaram sri chaitana mahaprabhum nicho yat prasharam yat bhakti shastra pravartakaha. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is Amala Puran. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvashray Pratisloke Pratyakyare Nanna Arthakai. This is explained by Srila Vrindavana Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Krishna Tulya Bhagavat. This Bhagavatam Mahapuran is as good as Lord Krishna. Vibhu means Supreme Lord. Sarvashray, who is the shelter of everything and everyone, and who is inconceivable, unlimited. We can never fathom, we can never understand the glories of the Supreme Lord. Unlimited glories of the Supreme Lord. So Bhagavatam the same is unlimited. If somebody says he knows Bhagavatam, actually he doesn't know, Mahaprabhu said. Because every word, every syllable, of Srimad Bhagavatam has so many, many meanings. So only by the grace of Srimad Bhagavatam himself, the grace of Supreme Lord, Krishna Tulya, is as good as Krishna. So therefore, we have to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam, and by his mercy we can enter into it and try to understand what it's about. So, this verse, the first part of it, Srila Prabhupada purport. I'll read the translation again. King Yudhisthira, who was very satisfied with the birth of Maharaj Parikshit, had the purificatory process of birth performed. Learned Brahmanas, hated by Domya and Kripa, recited auspicious hymns. So, Prabhupada, the first part of his purport, explained nicely about describing the nature of this age of Kali, yeah, and the position of people of this age, and the duty of human society. The Vedic knowledge is given to human beings. Like we know 8,400,000 species of lives in the material world. This knowledge of the Supreme Lord, Vedic knowledge means knowledge of the Supreme Lord, non different from him, is meant for human beings. Therefore, the human society should abide by the Vedic principles known as Varna Ashram Dharma. As explained in Manu Sangita. But this Kali Yuga, the society is so degraded. Kali Sarve Shudra Sambhava, proper as mentioned here in his purport. In Kali Yuga, all are Shudras, even lower than Shudras. So there is no hope at all. Manda sumanda matayo manda bagyo padruta. In Kali Yuga, population of Kali Yuga are very, very unfortunate, degraded, and the symptoms are they are all misguided. Lazy, especially when it comes to perform devotional service, spiritual duty. They're more enthusiastic to perform, you know, fruitive activities. But when it comes to devotional service, which is the ultimate goal of life, the constitutional position of a living entity, they're not interested. This is because the consciousness of people of Kali Yuga is so degraded, so contaminated. They're so covered by material energy. David said, Maya Mukdha Jiver Nahi Krishna Smritir Gyan Jivere Kripale Kaila Krishna Veda Puran. This ignorance, especially of people Kali Yuga, Maya Mukdha, they're so enchanted, so infatuated, so allured by material energy in the form of sense gratification. Again, why everybody is after sense gratification? Because the nature of the soul is ananda. The soul is made of bliss. Ananda may bhyasat. But we look in that pleasure in the wrong place. Through sense gratification. And sense gratification is like mirage. In the desert, you can never quench your thirst by chasing after mirage. If you do so, you know the result. You'll be running endlessly after mirage. But the word is somewhere else. So therefore, the Supreme Lord is so kind for the human society, who in this, especially material world, the conditioned souls in this material world, Maya Mugda Jiver, the Jivas, they are being captured by Maya, enchained by Maya. It's just like when it's a blazing fire, at night you see so many flies, insects, they come in. They think it's a very enjoyable thing. When they come closer to the fire, they get burnt, that's it. So, as we are so much, you know, into sense gratification, we become more and more entangled, more and more, disappointed. We suffer more and more. Because actually, sense gratification is not real pleasure. The pleasure of the soul is when the soul is engaged in devotional service unto Lord. Save pumso paro dharmo jato bhakti rado kyaje ahai tu kya pratyata yayatma suprasidati. Sutta Goswami gave this beautiful conclusion, Siddhanta. Save pumso paro dharmo. The occupational duty for humankind is to be engaged in devotional service to the Lord without any motivation, unmotivated, uninterrupted. To render unmotivated, uninterrupted service unto the Supreme Person of Godhead. If the Krishna, if the Supreme Lord is pleased to our devotional service, then we'll be pleased. We can never get pleasure independently or separately from Krishna. We often say this, give this analogy of watering the root of the tree. When you water the root of the tree, all the branches, the tree, the leaves, the entire tree is nourished. So we shouldn't make any separate endeavor, you know, to get pleasure. Yasmin to stay jagatushta. If Krishna, Lord Krishna is pleased, the whole world is pleased. How to please the Supreme Lord? Anyabilasita sunyam, jnana karmadi anuvritam, anukulyena Krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. By performing uttama bhakti, anukula, this anukula is an adjective to Krishna, anukul Krishna, who is pleased through pure devotional service. So, in this Kali Yuga, going to a point of these people of Kali Yuga, Prabhupada mentioned the purport why in this Kali Yuga only, since even Varnasham Dharma is non-functional in this Kali Yuga. Prabhupada was trying his best, but he knew he has to do it. He's an acharya. But he knew it's not easy to establish Varnasham Dharma in this Kali Yuga. Therefore, Prabhupada was doing that at least among his followers, among the devotees, they can at least practice because they understand the message of the Supreme Lord. And at least they can try to guide the mass of people in general. That's why the activities of the devotees are very, very significant, very, very important. You know, and like it is said here in this Kali Yuga, there's no Brahmanas, no qualified Brahmanas, only the Vaishnavas. In Kali Yuga, real Brahmanas are Vaishnavas. So called Brahmanas we see in India, it is said in Shastra, they are the demons of the previous age. They've taken birth in this Kali Yuga. And we can practically see that when you go to India, Jagannath Puri, all the Brahmin, they're very, very arrogant. You know, they're forcing people to, they beg from people, forcing people to give them alms like this. If you don't do this, I'm going to curse you or your family. So, they are not real Brahmanas. So, real Brahmanas is Vaishnavas. So Prabhupada, taking up this mission with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Mahaprabhu is to deliver the entire material world. His Supreme Lord can do it. So, Prabhupada came to preach this Krishna consciousness all over the world because Pancharatrika Vidhi, it means devotional service. And devotional service is ahaituki. Ahaituki means it's causeless. And Prabhupada also mentioned this question of being higher or lower in performing devotional service. Why? For instance, we have in Vedic knowledge, or according to the four yugas, the four legs of religion. Who knows the four legs of religion? Interaction, yes? Mercy? Huh? Cleanliness, too? Truthfulness? Huh? Austerity. Correct. So now, four pillars of religion. Now, we know that in Kali Yuga, all other pillars have gone. Which is the pillar that remains in Kali Yuga? Huh? Yes. Why? Because what are the pillars? They are no longer there. Why is it only truthfulness? Simply because the truth can never be destroyed. Truth is the truth. Always. Now, that this truthfulness in connection with us is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one of the songs that Nitya Tattva Krishna Bhakti. So Bhakti is only truthful, only Tattva. The truthfulness, the truth is Bhakti, nothing else. For instance, when there was a discussion between Supreme Lord and Narada Muni, Narada Muni took this vow that if you can establish Bhakti in Kali Yuga, so I'm not Haridas. Just like Advaita Acharya took a vow, if he could make Krishna come down, he'll give her the name Advaita Acharya, the servant of Supreme Lord. So Narada Muni is the same thing. He took this vow that everything is, Kali Yuga is polluted, Kali Yuga is contaminated, but I must establish Bhakti. Why? Because Narada Muni, the Pancharatrika Vidhi, is related to Narada Muni. So, he wanted to establish Bhakti in this Kali Yuga, because Bhakti is only eternal truth. Nitya Tattva Bhakti. So, therefore, now this is Bhakti is for everyone. Because Mahaprabhu came in this Kali Yuga, in this connection Mahaprabhu said, Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. The constitutional position of the Jiva is the eternal servant of Krishna. So, in Bhakti, every living entity is a devotee of the Lord, regardless of his conditioning. So, Pancharatrika Vidhi in Kali Yuga only process because any living entity can perform devotional service in Kali Yuga. That's why Mahaprabhu came. He said, Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. So, how to perform this? Because we don't have a qualified Brahmanas. Only, as I said, true Brahmana in Kali Yuga is Vaishnava. Therefore, this process of Pancharatrika Vidhi is only performed when, as Mahaprabhu said, Brahmanda Brahmati Kon Bhagavana Jiva Guru Krishna Prashadipai Bhakti Lata Beach. Although we're very fallen, very degraded. But if we come in contact with pure devotee, you know, and we accept the shelter of pure devotee, we render devotional service, we hear Bhagavatam, devotional service, and nana itam shravana kirtanam, shraman, like that. So when we hear Bhagavatam, the message of Shmar Bhagavatam, and we surrender to the pure devotee, we accept the instruction of pure devotee. Any living entity, regardless, as I said, Kali Yuga service Sudra Sambhava. In Kali Yuga, everybody, there's no sanskar in Kali Yuga. But when we accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, a Vaishnav, the devotee Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then through the process of initiation, by accepting his instructions, you know, we can actually be elevated and we become purified. So this is a proper purificatory process for this Kali Yuga. To accept the shelter of a Vaishnav, pure devotee, and accept devotional service, render devotional service, and chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vrindavana Thakur again. Vrindavana Thakur is the incarnation of Vyasadeva, the author of all Vedic knowledge. He said, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhana. Bhakti Krishna Nam, Shmara Kandan. So in this Kali Yuga, only process is Bhakti. Right? Only Bhakti. Where's that Bhakti? Krishna Nam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He said, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhana. Bhakti Yoga is only a set, it's only wealth. Golukira Primadan, Harinam Sankirtan, same thing. This is dhana, the only wealth. And it's not ordinary wealth, wealth of Krishna Prem. All this is achieved through Nam Sankirtan. So, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Dhana, real wealth, real asset is Bhakti Yoga. And where's the Bhakti Yoga? Bhakti Krishna Nam, Shmaran Kandan. Always remember these holy names of Supreme Lord. Chant always the holy name of Supreme Lord. You know, always remember the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Everything will come. We'll be engaged in devotion. In fact, chanting Hare Krishna means, O Radhani, please, energy of the Lord, engagement in devotional service. So chanting is means as well as goal. Sadhya, sadhana, sadhya. So if you chant properly, everything will come. We'll be very happy in rendering service because that's our constitutional position. That's our real nature. When we're rendering service, we'll be happy. And that's real happiness, not like mirage. That's real happiness. So I stop here. That's much I could say. Any comments or great Vaishnavas? Yes. Yeah. All the we have a very senior devotees, they know, yeah, proper said that. Because the holy name is the best samskar. Everything we do in Kali Yuga, Jiva Goswami has said, even deity worship, but we say we have a Bhagavat process and Pancharatraka Vidhi, like deity worship. But Jiva Goswami, Tattvacharya, he has said, any rite we perform this Kali Yuga must be supported by the holy name. So Nam Yagya, Nam Sankirtan is the main. I remember I heard this from my spiritual master because there was a pujari in the opening of Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. So he said that Prabhupada actually, there were so many brahmanas from South India, they came, you know, to participate, you know, to chant. Because Prabhupada did that, according to temple circumstances, he knew that in Vrindavan, if Prabhupada would have done so, people would have thought, oh, this is not bona fide. So he invited us qualified Brahmanas from South India. But Prabhupada, afterwards, said he didn't need those people. The Sankirtan, our Sankirtan is enough. But he did that for the people in general, so that they can accept, our mission, especially in Vrindavan. So Harinam is everything, Nam Sankirtan. That's how we start our day, by chanting Hare Krishna. Everything. You see, Kali Kali Nam Rupa Krishna Avatar. Lord Krishna in this Kali Yuga is in the form of holy name. So all the activities we do is we are serving the holy name. See, like the acharyas, they compose beautiful, many bhajan, poem, called kirtan. But kirtan of what? Of a holy name. Nams, that's what we call Nam Kirtan. Means we glorify the holy name in Kali Yuga. The Supreme Lord is glorified in the form of holy name in Kali Yuga. Thank you. So it's the time now. We should stop here. Thank you so much for your attention. Hare Krishna. Did I answer your question, Paul?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you knew that anyway, but it was good to clarify.
Thank you.
I'm laughing. I only said a few words.
That's great. Yeah.